maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me again is Rachel Chung, and today we are going to talk about proper skin care. Rachel is an image consultant, and according to Rachel, part of a good image is good skin regimen, good skin care, and healthy skin. Thank you again for your time, Rachel.
No worries. Nice to meet you, everyone. So today we are going to talk about the proper ways to make a beautiful skin. Just for now, I want to ask you, what kind of skin do you want to have?
So what kind of skin would I like to have? Of course, healthy and radiant.
Exactly. Everyone, like Maridels, 99.999% of the women, especially women, even of course men, they answer, I want to have a clean and clear skin. So to get a clean and clear skin, we're going to learn how to we have the clean and clear skins. There are three steps. So I just want to very simple. So I give you three steps to take care of. First one is step one, correct cleansing.
So that's cleaning.
Cleaning. So how do you clean normally, Maria?
Water and soap?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of women, even men, only water. Yes, so water cleansing is really cleaning our face is very important every day and every night. So I just want to give you the simplest way to have a clean and clean skin by cleansing. How we have to do is, just remember, always wash you with a warm, not hot water, warm water, and finish you with cold water. The reason why we need to use the warm water to the first time, because warm water makes your skin and your pore open widely, and the warming of your face, and then no scratchy. And then make your pore open, then what's going to happen? The dust and then all of toxin gonna be come out of your pore. But already your pore open, what have to do the next step?
Close.
Cold water. Exactly. Close. Close with the cold water. So if you after warm water, if you cold water smash your skin, it's kind of the tension, give you your skin tension, and that means it's equal to lifting effect. So remember, starting warm water, not hot water, and finish clean water. And then the more details about the right cleansing, we're going to talk about next time. I just want to now, just for now, I want to just a simple way, simplest ways for right cleansing, using warm temperature and the cold water. But this cleansing, even for cleansing, there are so many details to do. So I just want to next time to discuss that.
So next week, we talk about cleansing the skin.
Exactly. Cleansing. I'm going to give you much more details for correct cleansing. The next one is step two, intensive moist and nutrition. After cleansing, which product do you normally put?
Skincare moisturizer?
Product? Yes.
And yes. The one, most especially if I'm going out, with SPF.
Yes, beautiful. Everyone's women, even yesterday I had a class, a skincare class, and then when I asked all of the women and men, they answer the moisturizers. Even for right way of veggie skincare products, we're going to talk about that next week. But for this now, I just want you to use at least a skin and essence and day and night cream. Because intensive moisture and nutrition really important after cleansing, especially for winter time. Let's think about this. So when you go to the desert, can you find a beautiful and very alive flower there?
No.
Exactly.
Only a cactus.
Exactly. So when you see your skin, if your skin is super dry and anything clean and clear skin can't we find. So we have to find our flowering skin by intensive moisture. And how about the nutrition? If you think about your garden and there is a fruit fruit, and then your fruit has a really juicy and also very big the fruit, thanks to fertilizers, the nutrition from those fertilizer, right?
Yes.
Same way. So after you put intensive moisture on your skin, you should put the fertilizer, which is the nutrition from essence and your cream. Then you can have a really glowing, radiant, even flowering the skin by intensive the moisture and nutrition. Last one is regular facial massage. Normally do facial massage, Marida?
No.
Exactly. I just want to say everyone, just invest 2 minutes, only 2 minutes every night. So every 2 minutes, when you put your cream, we can do facial massage. Because the why we have to do facial massage is, the more we order, our facial, the blood circulation slowly stop. And let's think about the sea. We are in front of beautiful, clean and clear sea. Suddenly sea water stop moving. And normal circulation. Do you think we can see fish, coral, and a lot of the clear water?
No.
Same way. So our blood circulation stops. There are always toxins underneath our face.
So how do you massage his face?
So I think that's why I really want to demonstrate next time. So together, you need to learn. It takes the skill and the techniques I'm gonna show, and don't worry, very easy. Just I want to tell today, you should do right spot some spot to you have to push and massage on your skin. That spot always a lot of toxins remain there, so we have to regularly get rid of your toxin, and it makes your skin is lighter and brighter, and then it's gonna be also after toxins disappear. That means blood circulation is active and your skin is still clean and clear.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome. See you soon.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.